A German court today convicted and sentenced a man connected with the September 11th terrorist attacks. It was the second trial for Munir el-Motasadek. He was first convicted 2 years ago, but that decision was overturned on appeal. NPR's Rachel Martin reports from Hamburg.
The bearded 31-year-old Munir el-Motasadek sat calmly, wearing jeans and a pastel-colored short-sleeved shirt, when he appeared in a Hamburg courtroom today. He had been here before. The first time was in 2003, when he was sentenced to 15 years. That verdict was overturned on appeal. Today, the Moroccan national was again sentenced to prison, this time for 7 years. He was charged again for belonging to a terrorist cell in Hamburg, but he was acquitted on all charges of accessory to murder. Speaking at a press conference after the court proceedings, the state prosecutor, Walter Hemberger, declared the ruling a victory. I think this verdict is a clear step in the fight against international terrorism, he said. The German justice system has shown here very vividly that despite a difficult investigative process, a terrorist offender cannot walk away without punishment. A federal court overturned the original conviction against Motasadek because it said critical testimony from two key suspects linked to the September 11th attacks had been left out of the trial. In the retrial, German officials put in requests to question two men in U.S. custody, Ramzi bin al-Shib and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. The U.S. government refused the court's request and instead released summaries of statements by the men given during U.S. interrogations. But the Hamburg judge said the statements could have been obtained through coercion or torture, so in the end, they were not admitted as evidence. But Udo Jakob, the defense lawyer for Motasadek, says he believes the documents would have cleared his client, and it's not Motasadek's fault that bin al-Shib and Sheikh Mohammed weren't allowed to testify.
They say we cannot ask them questions, but this is not the fault of our client. And we have only a small report, but this is not the fault of our client that we have not got all information.
Dominic Chisha, a political correspondent for the German magazine Der Spiegel, says even if bin al-Shib and Sheikh Mohammed had been allowed to testify, it might not have been reliable.
It's pretty hard to say how important this could have been. But for sure, these are the both guys who could tell us about Motasadek's role, the truth. The question is, would they do if we could question them? I don't think so.
The judge strongly criticized what he called lack of cooperation from the U.S. government. Even so, the German court said it was convinced Motasadek was a member of the Hamburg cell. Evidence showed he attended a terrorist training camp in Afghanistan, managed the finances for the Hamburg group, and paid their rent and other bills while they were in the U.S. attending flight school and ultimately carrying out the attacks that killed more than 3,000 people. Sven Leistico is an attorney representing some of the families of the September 11th attacks. We are content with the 7 years, he said, but the fact that there was no sentence regarding the accessory to murder charges is, for me personally, very disappointing, because my clients were hoping for a different outcome. Motasadek is the first person to be tried and convicted in connection with the attacks of September 2001. His attorneys say they will appeal today's verdict. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Hamburg.